Now, we're all looking for light at the end of the tunnel at the moment. However, in China, life is beginning to return to normal. Second day without any domestic cases there. Well, Carl Long took to Facebook over the weekend and he said, as a Greystonian who's lived in China for the past 18 years, I just wanted to share that the city I live in, with a population of 10 million, is getting back to normal this week after about 6 weeks of full lockdown, during which the whole city followed social distancing, isolation and instructions, all that sort of thing. Schools closed down, but they're getting back to normal. That is the message. Carl Long from Greystones on the line. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Legal. Great. I heard it's a lovely day in Wicklow, so I hope you're enjoying it.
We are enjoying it, Carl, and it's great news that you're all getting back to normal, but from the sound of your post, you know, everybody had to adhere to the strict protocols in order to get to where you are there.
Yeah, listen, in general, the way I see it, Ireland and a lot of Europe is where China was just under 2 months ago. So 2 months ago, people here were looking how to make their own hand sanitizer. They were panic buying. They were making their own masks. Everything was happening, and people were in the same situation that I noticed from online or whatnot or on the TV that Ireland is doing or going through now. So we've been through it all. We've been through partial lockdown to full lockdown to partial reopening now to pretty much full opening except for schools and universities, which look to be still closed for another couple of weeks. So yeah, from that point of view, there is light at the end of the tunnel as long as you obey what everyone's telling you to do and just follow it through and just sit tight really and don't be too in a rush to get back to normal way, because I think it shows here it pays off. You mentioned 2 days in the epicenter of Wuhan, there's been no new cases. In my city, there's been no new cases for about 2 weeks now, except, and now the only cases we're dealing with in China are imported cases, so now they're doing full checks on the borders, be it airports or land borders. So it really can be beaten if people, of course, a relapse is possible, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but from what we're seeing now, everything seems to be getting back to normal, and people are getting back to work, and back to earning money that they've lost in the last couple of months.
Yeah, how difficult was that, Carl? Because everywhere is just closing. People are not going out. Obviously, the bars and the restaurants and the theatres, the money is not circulating. Though money is there, but it's not circulating. People have been laid off. Penny's is closed. Brown Thomas is closed. You know, what devastation was done to business where you are?
Yeah, a lot of devastation, because anyone who's casually employed and not on contracts, there's no obligation to pay them off. Social welfare, it doesn't really exist here. So people were living off savings if they had them. A lot of people, because it coincided with Chinese New Year, that a lot of people would have gone home. People, it's their Christmas, so from the January 17th, people would have already headed home to their hometowns, be it a few hundred kilometers away or be it a couple of thousand kilometers away. A lot of people were at home with their family, so sharing, it wasn't a time to be working anyway. So people had the comfort of being around family. So isolation was usually in your family homes, and money was shared amongst families. So that's the way people survived. And you mentioned everything was shut down. It wasn't partial shutdowns, and people didn't have a choice to open their business or not. Government was forcing them to close. So if you're a restaurant owner, you can't consider getting a bit of financial gain by opening. You had no choice.
Yeah.
And supermarkets remained open, and people were allowed out every 2 or 3 days, depending on your province, to the supermarkets. But I heard the last lady, she said, go for a walk. That was also limited here, whereby you would only be allowed to go around your estate here. So everybody lives in gated communities, so you'd only be allowed to walk around your state. And if you saw somebody walking towards you, you'd cross the road. Everyone's wearing masks. But now, I saw yesterday in Beijing, they announced that masks are not compulsory anymore.
Fantastic. So just finally, yep. Carl, and let's keep in touch and talk again, but should we be ramping things up a bit more?
Yeah, I think it's worth it in the grand scheme of things. Listen, we have all of our company, our factory, back to work today. We have 240 people back to work who are 2 months ago didn't know when they're going to work again. So people are happy. They're delighted to be back restaurants are open again, bars are open again. So I think in a city of 10 million people, we should well be able to do it in Ireland. And here in China, we don't have an ocean around ourselves.
Carl Long in Greystones, great to talk to you, Carl. We'll keep in touch and have further chats as this progresses. Thank you very much for your time.